a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, where it says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." We're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. And today, we're going to explore her response to her first encounter with Jesus. And we're in John chapter 4 and verse 7, 8, and 9. And it tells us this: "A Samaritan woman came to draw water. And Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink.' His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, 'How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?' Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans." Let's think about her response here to Jesus' request. She finds it surprising that Jesus wants to talk to her. She's well aware of the cultural, religious, and historical barriers that exist between Samaritans and Jews. And you might want to go and look that up in a Bible dictionary or something of that nature. It's a really problematic history. And she's also aware of the gender barrier. She refers to herself as a woman. And, you know, men and women didn't talk to each other in that kind of situation, in that culture. But she does make a choice. She chooses to respond to Jesus, and crucially, she responds in a way that demonstrates curiosity. It does seem likely that the woman in this story has come to the well at this particular time of the day, specifically to avoid other people. If she was expecting to be left alone on this occasion, she was very much mistaken. Jesus deliberately engages her in conversation, as she could have chosen to brush him off with a few words, or she could have completely blanked him, just ignored him and said nothing, and gone about her business, got her water and back to the village and carry on with her life. But she doesn't do that. She not only responds, but she does so with curiosity, I think. It appears there is something already stirring in her. Perhaps she senses that God is doing something new. The first step to God doing something new in your life is to notice what is going on and to become curious. Sometimes our lives are so busy, so fast-paced, that we don't stop long enough to notice what God is doing, to stop and to become curious, to put down what we're currently focused on, to put down the television remote or the magazine or the phone or the device that we're consumed with on the screen there, whatever's going on, just to put that down for a moment and stop and pray and be quiet and reflect and ask ourselves, is God at work? Is he moving? Is there something I'm meant to notice? What are you doing, God? Even to pray that prayer, God, what are you doing in my life? What are you doing in my family group? What are you doing in my church? When Moses saw the burning bush, he approached it. The official mentioned in Acts chapter 8 admitted his ignorance and asked for help to understand the scriptures. The Bereans in Acts chapter 17 discover God's new message for them because they are eager to learn. They are deliberately curious, just like this woman. She asks Jesus to explain himself. How is it that you ask a drink of me? She has the curiosity that leads to newness in her life. So why not take some time today to ask God to make you aware of anything he's doing that is new, and to grant you the faithful, courageous curiosity to investigate and to see what it is that God is drawing your attention to. I hope that in doing this, you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your entire world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care. And God bless.